Ghazi Hamad says he is the new face of Hamas, and if everything goes according to plan, by Thursday morning he will be one of the party's first representatives elected to the Palestinian parliament. Hamas officially calls for the destruction of Israel, and it's waged an armed struggle to bring that about, but now it's fighting a political battle for hearts, minds, and votes. So why is Hamas suddenly embracing mainstream politics?
Because everything has changed. Everything has changed.
Changed after the Israelis withdrew from Gaza last year, razing their settlements to the ground in the process. The rubble of Israeli settlers' homes litters the landscape here, and Hamas sees this as fertile soil in which to lay political roots.
Really, we're not a radical organization, and we are not extremist or fundamentalist. No, we are an open-minded organization. Believe in democracy and freedom and political pluralization. We respect all people. So I think we can create a new society.
Critics of Hamas disagree, though its candidates campaign amid a sea of green banners, scarves and hats. The organization remains widely accused of having blood on its hands. It's largely honored a ceasefire, but its leaders won't rule out a possible resumption of rocket and suicide attacks against Israel once the election ends.
Their children are sleeping very well, and they're dreaming with the sweet dreams, and here we are suffering from the fear and suffering from everything.
Suffering in large measure, Hamas asserts, because of the failed leadership of the Palestinian Authority. It's dominated by Fatah, the political faction led by the late Yasser Arafat. And both in Gaza and the West Bank, its candidates are in trouble. Hamas accuses Fatah of failing to deliver security, economic development and peace in the 10 years that it's dominated Palestinian politics. If that message resonates with voters here, it's Hamas that could soon be facing some tough questions of its own. Will Hamas push, for example, to Islamicize Palestinians' largely secular society? Can it be any more effective at providing security, combating corruption and the tribal feuds that have exploded here? And will it agree to abandon the armed struggle in order to concentrate on politics and the peace process? Salah Abdel Shafi is a political analyst.
If Hamas wants to engage in a political process, if Hamas wants to be part of a new democratic Palestinian political system, then Hamas has to abide by the rules of the game, which means there is only one authority, there are only one security forces, and they have to abandon or dismantle or whatever, dissolve their armed wing.
Also at issue here, the future of international aid to the Palestinian Authority. Lawmakers in both the US and Europe say they don't want to deal with terrorists in government. But Hamas says its thinking is evolving, and so must the global view of an organization whose bloodied hands are now edging closer to the levers of political power. Simon Marks for VOA News, Gaza.